White Feathers Directive, Episode 7. Let me be your hostage.
Nanoka was just about to smash into the ground as she vanished in a flicker of light.
That was close. It's about time that you learn to fly yourself, Nanoka.
Makiya had phased back to the high building's rooftop, where she had left behind Shiro. She put her daughter down, making the girl float some 30 centimeters above the ground.
Kushiro. How are you, my dear?
I feel conflicted.
Koshiro gazed at his floating sister and tentatively poked her rib.
Is she a celestial threat, mother?
Makio was hovering cross-legged on the other side of Nanoka. She was smiling contentedly at her more or less happy family reunion.
Not more than you yourself. But certainly less than your mother might be. Where is this Omura demon hiding? These Sima bullets appear to love me so much that they stick to me.
Mother, what happened to me?
Something utterly unspeakable. Nanoka? You can rest more later.
Just a few more minutes. I'm outside. But why? And I'm naked!
Ara. Your little sister is self-conscious.
Sheet-chan? What's happened? Where are we?
Nanoka could not help but gazing at the alien shining silver entity. There was something oddly familiar.
We are on
Mother?
Top of a building. I'm not sure what happened.
Mother.
Welcome back, Nanoka.
I seem to have lost a battle.
Huh? Battle?
Unfortunately, a certain someone wants Shiro to catch me.
I am in need of maintenance.
Huh? You mean you did this to Shichan? Who programmed him that way?
It's a long story.
Director Nakamura was standing at his son's bed in the hospital's ICU.
We still don't know what is wrong with your son, Nakamura-san. There are no signs of injuries. He seems to be all right. Apart from that, his vital functions are very low. But he seems to be recovering quickly.
No celestial radiation, Director Nakamura.
What the hell has happened? Thank you, Doctor. Major Ito reported that he had seen a red-skinned humanoid creature in the crater.
But he didn't see an angel.
Right, but the pupils and some soldiers did.
But they didn't see any red monster.
Yeah.
There are legends of angels fighting the devils
I know those stories. I want you to catch this damned angel.
But sir, this female angel engaged in devastating battle. It's totally different from the male angel of 60 years ago.
I don't care. Catch her. And if you need to level the entire town, so be it. We are facing incredible powers here. And that's exactly what I want. Incredible powers.
This bright light is an angel?
Major Ito and his men carefully and slowly worked their way up the hill by the shrine in the western outskirts of the town.
Major, the scanners pick up the angel right by the shrine.
Civilians have already reported the apparition to the police.
How are we going to restrain the angel with all these civilians around?
The SEMA soldiers passed through the wooden torii.
An angel at a shrine. Almost makes sense.
Sir, the civilians are worshipping the angel.
Damn it. That was certainly the angel's plan. Director Nakamura, this is Ito reporting in. Civilians are praying to the angel at the shrine.
What? This bitch of an angel is trying to make a fool out of me. I want that angel. Get her!
What about the civilians?
Screw the civilians.
But sir...
I am sick of everyone's excuses. Results. Give me results. Do what you have to, Ito. That's all.
You heard him, man.
Yes, sir.
Kenshin had been drifting in and out of consciousness for about an hour. He would open his eyes and hazily gaze around, then let his eyes sink closed again.
I feel so heavy. What happened to me? How much time has passed? Ah, good day, Kohenata-san.
Ara? Hello there, Nakamura-kun. The same demonic smell, like on Nonoka after I rescued her. Nay, Nakamura-kun, let me see what happened to you.
Makiya bent over Kenshin and gently lifted the boy's head with both her hands. She touched his forehead with hers.
Ara? You need to loosen up a little. So this is what happened. A demon took energy from you.
Am I dreaming? Kohinata's mother's hot.
Ara, but why were you crouching at that door? Let me see.
Nanoka never seemed to be very interested in doing things like that. Wait, this isn't the way to the nurse's office. This is the storage room for gym equipment.
Kohinata has passed out. May I request your assistance in carrying her to the nurse's office?
Nanoka-chan!
This is what a mature woman is like.
Makiya nipped gently at the boy's lips as the images of his recent past were flowing into her.
So Nanoka has reacted to my return as a celestial being. What an utterly bad constellation of unfortunate coincidences.
I might as well go with the flow.
Ara?
Makiya smiled angelically and gently removed Kenshin's fondling hand from her body, pinning him down.
We are not done yet. I want to see everything.
Yes, please. She wants to be on top, but that's okay. She's kissing me harder now, too.
You are the son of Director Nakamura.
I never would have seen this coming. Not in a million years. I'm such a lucky guy.
Perhaps I should take you hostage.
Yes. Let me be your hostage, Kohinata-san.
Ita lowered the visor of his helmet and got his experimental anti-celestial Omega handgun ready.
Stay away from the angel. She might kill you on sight. Casually, I should add.
Yes, Major.
The SEMA forces took position at what they thought of as a safe distance from the glowing apparition, while Major Ito carefully moved closer.
Damn it. People are not only praying, they're even taking photographs with the angel.
Even through the visor, this thing is almost too bright to look at.
The closer the Major came to the bright light, the less he felt like attacking it.
It's awe-inspiring. No, focus on the mission, Ito.
Shading the visor even more, Major Ito could see three smaller beings surrounding the angel. He unlocked the gun, and an odd vibration came from its backpack.
This doesn't feel healthy at all. And that felt even worse.
Sir, did your shop just set the surrounding trees on fire?
The apparition barely flickered. The three fairies Makia had summoned busily kept up the mirage that was supposed to distract Seema from her and her children.
Major, one of the smaller lights is moving towards your position.
A smaller shrine went up in flames. Smoke rose up into the sky. The mirage became unstable.
Damn it! Ito here. Where's the director?
I'm very sorry, Major.
I couldn't care less if you were sorry or not. This experimental Omega gun is causing collateral damage beyond my control, and I cannot take responsibility for using it any further.
Oh my God. What was that?
Makia stared, wide-eyed, past Kenshin, her chest going up and down on his.
Looks like I'm a better kisser than I thought.
That was just horrible.
Huh? Is that part of the love play? The hostage seduces the unwilling kidnapper? Man, this is really advanced stuff. But you liked it, didn't you?
Huh? Of course I did not.
Yes, your son is recuperating well, Nakamura-san.
Uh-oh.
Hell's bells.
Makia kept looking down, her long hair covering her face, so that Director Nakamura didn't recognize her.
Hi, Father. How was your day?
My day is getting worse by the minute. I am happy to see that you are obviously recovering very quickly. If you wouldn't mind the question, what happened to you?
I'm not sure exactly. I was at school and class, and then I was here, I guess.
I see.
This is Kominata-san. She's Nanoka's mother.
Long time no see, Director Nakamura. It seems there is something I have, which you want to have.
Makia caressed Kenshin's head.
Let's see if you love your child as much as I love mine.
Oi!
Silver cords wrapped themselves around Kenshin.
Your son might come in handy. In case I need spare parts to make my Koshiro more human again.
So you know about our little double agent in your household. One big, happy family. Reunited at last. It was the least I could do to return your son to you.
Tuh.
Now understand this. There's only one way this is going to end. Whether you take my son or not, you will not prevail.
Your ignorance is appalling.
Makia picked up Kenshin and took a step closer towards the window behind her.
Farewell.